So. Vande Ham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Shuddha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadaitam Sahadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Vita Shri Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Vede Gauraya Tucharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Nishatamine. So I was observing today, flying from Helsinki to Vilnius.
Taigi šiandien mes iš Helsinkio į Vilnių skridom.
A very gray, cloudy, dreary day on the ground.
Ir buvo labai debesuota.
But up in the air it was so beautiful. The sun was shining.
Bet kaip pakilo.
The blue sky.
Buvo mėlynas. Mėlynas dangus ir saulė švietė.
I took some photographs of on the ground and up in the air, the same view of the wing.
Nes aš nufotografavau tiek prieš pakilant, kaip atrodė ir pakilus.
What is the difference between somebody who is Krishna conscious and who is not Krishna conscious?
Ir tai rodo, koks yra skirtumas tarp to, kuris yra Krishna sąmoningas ir to, kuris nėra.
With someone who is Krishna conscious, it's a beautiful, effulgent, splendorous existence.
Tas, kuris yra Krishna sąmoningas, tai jisai patiria tokią nuostabią egzistencinę patirtį.
Because you get to associate with Krishna at every minute.
Nes kiekvieną minutę bendrauja su Krishna.
You say, what? Associate with Krishna?
Su Krishna? Kaip taip gali būti?
Yes.
Būtent su Krishna.
Krishna is in your heart and he is fully present in the sound vibration Krishna.
Be to, kad Krishna yra jūsų širdys, taip pat yra garso vibracijoje Krishna.
So, one who is fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Taigi tas, kuris nori įsitvirtinti Krishna sąmonėje.
He associates with Krishna at every minute.
Jisai bendrauja su Krishna kiekvieną minutę.
Of course, in the beginning, when we're not so steady, right?
Be abejo, iš pradžių mes pasimim, kad nesam tokie stabilūs.
So the first step is you just got to learn how to follow.
Taigi, pirmas žingsnis išmokti, kaip tą praktiką praktikuoti.
Learn how to follow the regulated principles.
Kaip sekti reguliuojamais principais.
Learn how to obey the orders of the spiritual master.
Kaip dvasinių mokytojų nurodymus vykdyti.
That's quite a chore, isn't it, sometimes?
Ir kartais tai yra iš tiesų labai sunku.
How to be obedient to the spiritual master.
Kaip būti paklusniam dvasinių mokytojų.
But by doing that, which is the first stage,
bet daryti tai yra pirmas žingsnis.
Then gradually you learn how to become steady.
Tai atlikdami jūs palaipsniui išmokstat, kaip tapti stabiliems.
Become equipoised. Nothing can throw you off the track.
Kaip tapti nepriklausomas, kad niekas negali jūsų sutrikdyti.
It's like Haridas Thakur.
Kaip Haridasas Thakuras.
That beautiful girl came to prostitute. He took all of her clothes, took all her clothes off. He wasn't thrown off the track.
Pas jį atėjo visiškai nuoga prostitutė.
He was just fixed in Nama mantra meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Bet jis visiškai nesutriko, buvo pasinėręs į švento vardą meditaciją.
So one has to become steady.
Taigi žmogus turi tapti stabilus.
And then after steadiness, then the next stage is spiritual ecstasy.
Ir iškart po stabilumo sekantis žingsnis yra dvasinė ekstazė.
In the beginning, the ecstasy is not always there. Sometimes it's just an austerity.
Pradžiui, kartais nereikės ekstazės, yra tik tai skizė.
I don't feel like getting up in the morning.
Nenoriu keltis.
I don't feel like shaving my head or putting on tilak or so many things. I don't feel like it.
Nei skustis nenoriu, nei tilakus dėtis.
But I do it because that's what Prabhupada said I have to do and I have faith in Prabhupada.
Bet kadangi aš turiu tikėjimą į Prabhupada ir Prabhupada moko taip daryti, aš taip darau.
So that's the by being loyal and dedicated to following the instructions.
Taigi mes turime būti išmokti, būti lojalūs tiem nurodymam.
Then it starts to mellow out after all. It starts to get mellow. Sweet.
Tai tampa vis saldžiau ir saldžiau.
The beginning I have to have so many material arrangements to be happy.
Pradžiai mums reikia tiek daug išorinių aplinkybių, kad mes taptume laimingi.
But as I become more advanced, then the material circumstances aren't that important anymore.
Bet kuo mes daugiau pažengiam, tuo išorinės aplinkybės tampa nebeaktualios man.
Simply to be Krishna conscious itself becomes satisfaction.
Mums užtenka, kad būt laimingam, tiesiog būt Krishna sąmoningam.
And then finally, in the perfectional stage, Krishna reveals himself to his devotee.
Ir galiausiai tobulumo pakopoje Krishna pilnai apsireiškia savo atsidavusiam.
Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daivahidayeshu valokayanti yang shama shundaram chintyagana svarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord.
Aš garbinu Govinda, pirminį viešpatį.
Who was Shama Sundara, Krishna himself.
Tai yra Shama Sundara, pats Krishna.
With inconceivable, innumerable attributes.
Jisai turi nesuvokiamas savybės.
Whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts.
Ir tyri atsidavusi, jie jas mato savo širdyje.
The eye of devotion.
Su atsidavimo akimis.
Tinged with the salve of love.
Kurios yra pateptos meilės balzamu.
How would you like your eyes to be tinged with the salve of love?
Kaip jūs, ar norėtumėt, kad jūsų akis būtų tokiu balzamu pateptos?
You like that? You can have them. You simply have to open your ears.
Jūs galite turėti tokį balzamą, tiesiog savo ausis reikia atidaryti.
You have to carefully chant these sweet names every day.
Turit kasdieną dėmesingai kartuoti šiuos saldžius vardus.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the beginning, they don't always taste very sweet.
Ir iš pradžių jie ne visą laiką bus saldus.
Sometimes they're bitter.
Ir dažnai netgi kartus.
I don't feel like chanting like Krishna.
Nenoriu kartu.
Isn't it?
Ar nebūna?
Sometimes it's bitter. That is very nice given by Rupa Goswami. He knows that. Rupa Goswami knows how fallen we are.
Ir Rupa Goswami puikiai žino mūsų
padėtį. Sometimes for us neophytes, the name is like bitter poison.
Nes neofitam dažnai tai yra labai kartus tie šventi vardai.
Therefore he has written.
Todėl jisai ir parašė.
Syat Krishna nama, syaditari satapya vidya, pito patapta rasanasya narochikanu, kint vandana nadadinam shabish, saiva kala, let's see, how does it go, kint vandana nadadinam sadashaiva jushta, kint, let me see if I'll start from the beginning. Sat Krishna Nama Saritari Satapya Vidya Pito Patapta Vashana Chavav Shikani Kim Vada Dandaridam Kali Saiva Jushta Svadi Kamad Vavita Vemula Hantri Svami Kramad Vavati Utadvima Hantri. It's pretty close. The holy name, character, in pastimes of Krishna are transcendently sweet.
Šventas viešpaties vardas, jo savybės ir jo žaidimai yra transcendentiškai saldus.
Just like sugar candy.
Kaip saldainiukas.
Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya, ignorance.
Visgi, jeigu žmogus yra paveiktas neišmanimo ligos,
cannot taste anything sweet.
Jo liežuvis negali pajusti jokio saldumo.
It is wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day,
bet kaip nuostabu, kad kartuojant šios vardus kiekvieną dieną,
a natural relish awakens within his tongue,
natūralus skonis liežuvyje nubunda,
and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root.
Ir palaipsniui ši liga yra sunaikinama iki pat šaknų.
So this is better than any type of atonement given in the Vedas.
Taigi tai yra bet kuriuo atveju daug geriau negu bet koks atgailavimas duotas
Vedose. Sanskrit atonement is called prayaschitta.
Sanskrito atgailavimas vadinama prayaschitta.
You can do some atonement for a sin.
Galit padaryti kažkokią nuodėmę ir paskui atlikti tam tikrą atgailą.
So you don't have to take the karma.
Ir jūs išvengsit karmos.
But the tendency to sin still remains.
Bet šita netinkama tendencija pas jūs išliks.
So what is the good of prayaschitta?
Taigi jokios naudos iš prayaschitos.
It's like the Catholics, they go to the priest on Saturday and they say, my dear father, I have committed this sin.
Ir tas pats, kas kiekvieną sekmadienį eiti į bažnyčią ir sakyti, aš va tiekas ir tokias nuodėmes padariau.
The priest says, well, chant 500 Hail Marys.
Ir jam sako, kartok 500 sveiko Mariją.
And that way you'll be freed from the reaction.
Ir tau bus apsivalęs nuo reakcijų.
For the next weeks he goes out and commits the same sin again.
O kitą savaitę jis tą patį daro.
This is called sinning on the strength of chanting.
Tai yra vadinama nusidėti pasikliaujant kartojimo galia.
Devotees have to be careful not to do this.
Atsidavusi turi labai stipriai vengti, kad nepradėtų
kartoti. I will sin, I will chant some extra rounds to make up for it.
O aš tai nusidėjau, tai ekstra ratų pakartosiu.
That is the greatest. So, as long as you have the taste for sense gratification,
tol kol lieka tas skonis tenkinti jūsles,
there is a danger you will fall back into it.
Yra vis laik pavojus, kad jūs tai ir darysit.
So the point is you have to get a higher taste.
Taigi visa esmė, kad reikia gauti aukštesnį skonį.
You have to get a taste for bhakti.
Skonį, prisirišimą prie bhakti.
How do you get a taste for bhakti?
Ir kaip jūs įgausit?
That is called bhakti lata beach, the seed of bhakti.
Tai yra vadinama bhakti sėkla.
The seed of bhakti is not some abstract concept.
Ir tai nėra kažkokia teorinė koncepcija.
The seed of bhakti is actually get a taste for bhakti.
Nes bhakti sėkla duoda tikrą skonį bhakti procesui.
So you get a taste for bhakti from somebody who has a taste for bhakti.
Ir tą skonį reikia gauti iš to, kas jį turi.
By hearing them, by serving them, by inquiring from those who have a taste for bhakti.
Klausant iš jų, pasitarnaujant jiem ir klausiant.
You then receive the seed of bhakti.
Jūs taip pat gaunate bhakti sėklą.
And if you'll nurture that seed very carefully,
jeigu labai dėmesingai jūs tą sėklą
by regularly hearing and chanting,
ir maitinsint ją reguliariai kartodami,
by giving up sinful activities,
atmesdami nuodėmingą veiklą,
and always being respectful to Vaishnavas,
ir visą laiką gerbdami Vaishnavas,
then that taste will start growing.
Tuomet skonis jums augs.
Become a humongous taste.
Ir taps nesuvokimai didelis.
One will learn how to relish bhakti in every situation.
Žmogus gali išmokti patirti bhakti kiekvienoje situacijoje.
One will learn how to feel the presence of Krishna 24 hours a day.
24 valandas jausti Krishnas buvimą.
And his heart will melt in transcendental bliss.
Ir jo širdis lydys dvasinį palaiminimą.
But you have to start off just being a loyal, obedient servant. That's how you do it.
Ir tai jūs pasieksite pradėdami nuo to, kad būsite lojalūs, paklusnūs tarnai.
Some devotees want to lay aside the rules and regulations and jump to the ecstasy.
Kai kurie sudavosi nori atmesti visas regulas, teisybės ir
tiesiai.
Bet jie yra vadinami sahadžijomis.
They don't get genuine spiritual ecstasy.
Ir jokio dvasinio rimtų dalykų jie nepasiekia.
They just make a show of it.
Jie tik tai rodo tokį parodomąjį vaizdą, kad jie turi dvasinį ekstazį.
Like bogus gurus.
Jie yra netikri guru.
Someone has to develop genuine loving feeling for Krishna.
Taigi, visa esmė yra išsiugdyti nuo širdžius, meilės, jausmus Krishna.
The beauty of this process is that somehow, if you could just get connected with Krishna.
Ir visas grožis yra to, kad vienai par kitaip jūs turite rasti
ryšį su Krishna. In the beginning, who wants to follow rules and regulations? Nobody wants to do that.
Nieks nenori sekti regulom.
Especially in the Kali Yuga. Rules and regulations? Are you kidding?
Patingai Kali Yuga, nejaukaukit, kokios regulos.
But if you can get a taste for Krishna consciousness.
Bet jeigu jūs paragavote tos Krishna sąmonės,
kirtana, and prasadam,
arba prasadam,
and if you're a little philosophical, the philosophy is
philosophia.
So from these things you can, it's like it's stated in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, yena tena prakarena mana krishna na veshayat sarva vidhi nishedasyor eta yori vakin karaha. In the beginning, just somehow get attracted to Krishna consciousness.
yra sakoma, kaip nors, vienaip ar kitaip susižavėkit Krishna sąmonę.
Don't worry about the rules and regulations. Get attracted to Krishna consciousness.
Kaip nors gaukit kažkokį potraukį Krishna sąmonę.
And then, as soon as that happens, the rules and regulations will automatically follow.
Ir kai tai atsitiks, tuomet natūraliai jūs norėsite sekti regulam ir taisyklėm.
Prabhupada didn't tell the boys to wear duties.
Prabhupada neprašė mūsų nešioti
kojas. He didn't tell them to shave their heads.
Ar skustis galvos.
But some of the boys did it because they wanted to be like Swamiji.
Bet kai kurie iš mūsų tai padarė natūraliai, nes norėjo būti kaip
Swamiji. And then Prabhupada said, yes, this is very good.
Ir Prabhupada sako, o kaip gerai.
Prabhupada didn't tell the devotees to go out on the street and chant either.
Ir Prabhupada net nemokė eiti gatvį ir dainuoti.
They never thought he'd go out on the street. The people think we're too weird.
Net galvoja, kaip čia kaip
keistuolis. They were just standing inside that little storefront at 26 Second Avenue.
Dėl to viduje dainavo.
But one night it was so hot.
Bet taip karšta buvo vieną dieną.
They went out and chanted on the sidewalk because it was a little cooler out there.
Tai išėjo lauką padainuoti.
And it created sensation in the neighborhood.
Ir sensacija visiem kaimynam.
So then they probably said, oh, very good, now you continue.
Prabhupada sako, o, matot, kaip gerai, dabar taip kasdien.
So this way, you see, Prabhupada didn't just come in and lay down rules and regulations.
Taigi, Prabhupada neaiškino visiems regulų ir taisyklių.
He simply introduced this kirtan and prasadam and let everything else happen spontaneously.
Jisai pristatė kirtaną ir prasadą ir visa kita spontaniškai vyko.
And it worked, you see.
Ir tai suveikė.
Devotees, just like I know myself, I was attracted to Krishna consciousness. The rules and regulations were a turn off, you know.
Mane patį žavėjo Krishna sąmonė, bet tik ne regulos ir taisyklės.
But once you get a little taste for Krishna consciousness, you want to know, well, you ask the devotees, well, how can I get more taste? And they say, well, then follow these rules and regulations.
Bet kai tu paragauji šiek tiek to skonio, tu klausi, kaip čia daugiau jo paragauti ir atsidausi į patirę, tai va, regulos padės tu.
So, therefore, it's quite a natural thing. Some people think this is fanaticism.
Taigi žmonės galvoja, kad tai yra fanatizmas.
They criticize, yeah, those Hare Krishnas are a bunch of fanatics.
Yeah, per daug fanatikai tie Hare Krishnas.
But that's not true.
Bet tai nėra teisinga.
Fanaticism means to act without a philosophical basis. That is fanaticism.
Fanatizmas tai reiškia veikti, nesuprantant, dėl ko tu veiki.
Therefore, the whole material world is a bunch of fanatics.
Todėl visas materialus pasaulis yra pilnas fanatikų.
With no philosophy whatsoever, they're just going on gratifying their senses. They are the fanatics.
Jie nieko nesuprasdami, tiesiog tenkina savo jausles.
The devotees are the learned philosophers.
Bet atsidavusieji yra filosofai.
In the non-devotee class of men, they are all fanatics.
O visi kiti yra fanatikai.
They have no philosophy whatsoever. They just go on serving their body until they drop dead. They have no good intelligence.
Tiesiog tarnauja savo kūnui, kol jisai numiršta.
Want to add something, Debbie? Any questions? Ribbon the Gabru.
Kodėl kai kartoji pradedi intensyviau, labiau pasineri į procesą, atsiranda tas pašalinis momentas, kad atsiranda išdidumas ir kritika kitiems?
Kai rimčiau praktikuoji? When you start to practice more intensely, together with your spiritual progress, also some side effect comes. Sometimes pride goes higher, or išdidumas yra, or criticism for others also manifests more. Why it's happening?
Well, part of that is just natural. I mean, if you're in the material world, naturally you're going to, I mean, if you know you're doing the right thing and everybody else is doing the wrong thing, it's natural you're going to start to see them with a critical eye you didn't see them with before.
Natūralu, kad jeigu tu pradedi kažką daryti gerai ir žinai, kad kiti to nedaro, automatiškai pradėsi matyti su kritiška akim.
There's nothing wrong with having a critical eye to see the difference.
Ir nieko blogai matyti tą skirtumą, su tokiu kritika matyti, kad yra skirtumas.
But the pride is the problem.
Bet išdidumas yra problema.
I mean, let's say you and your friends, you all, you know, everybody gets drunk every Friday night, you all your friends, you get a beer party, you get drunk.
Pavyzdžiui, tu
su draugais. You become a devotee, now You think, oh, that's stupid. Why are they drinking beer? You see.
Penktadienis gerdavo, o dabar sakai, aš negeriu.
You have a critical attitude towards their beer drinking. It's very good.
Ir tai gerai, matyt, vat, va, jie negerai elgiasi, aš gerai.
To know they're doing the wrong thing.
Tai reiškia žinoti, kad jie netinkamai daro, aš tinkamai.
But you should not be proud.
Bet nereikėtų dėl to didžiuotis.
You should think, I have no qualification, I have no credit, it's just I was fortunate, that's all.
Reikia suprasti, kad ne dėl to, kad aš buvau kažkoks tai geresnis, tiesiog tai yra malonė, kurios aš gavau.
Somehow I was fortunate to be, I was in the right place at the right time, and I was given transcendental knowledge, and my Krishna's grace, it made sense to me. That doesn't mean that I'm better than anybody else.
Man tiesiog pasisekė, tai nereiškia, kad aš geresnis už kitus esu.
I'm just more fortunate, that's all.
Tiesiog man labiau pasisekė.
So now let me spread this, share this good fortune I've gotten with others, you see.
Todėl dabar aš turiu pasidalinti tuo, kad turiu.
Devotee is more humble.
Taigi atsidavęs jis turi būti nuolankesnis.
He doesn't allow his good fortune to inflate his false ego.
Ir neturi leisti jo tai siekiai įkurti jo netikrą ego.
So we have a critical eye to see the faults in others is very good.
Ta kritiška akis matyti kažkokį blogį yra gerai, bet dėl to nereikia didžiuotis.
You have to, if you're going to do the right thing, you have to be able to see the difference between what is right and wrong.
Kažką darai gerai, turi matyti skirtumą, kas yra gerai, kas yra blogai.
If you think everything is good, then how you can, if you think drinking, smoking cigarettes is good, and having illicit sex is good, and eating meat is good, how you can become Krishna conscious?
Jeigu galvosi, kad dešrą valgyti, rūkyti cigarus yra gerai, tai kaip tu Krishna sąmoningas būsi?
You have to be critical. All these people are acting in a very in the demoniac way.
Turi matyti to, žmonės elgiasi demoniškai.
It's not proper what they're doing.
Jie tai netinkamai jie daro.
You have to make that distinction.
Turi
you have to
have that critical eye. Turi turėti kritišką akį.
And even amongst the devotees, Jai, our host.
O, mūsų šeimininkas.
Even amongst the devotees, I mean,
ir tarp atsidavusių.
We have to make distinctions.
Turim matyti skirtumą.
It's like Prabhupada clearly states in the Chaitanya-mrita, no beards, no mustaches.
Prabhupada aiškiai sako, čitam tu nereikia nei ūsų, nei
barzdų. I see many devotees in our movement, they're keeping beard and mustache.
Ir daug atsidavusių neša barzdėlus.
I do criticize them.
Ir aš juos kritikuoju, atvirai.
That's not pride.
Tai nėra išdidumas.
That's my service to Prabhupada.
Tai mano tarnystė Prabhupada. Service. Mano lankyti tarnystė.
To see that his, this movement is the devotees are following Srila Prabhupada.
Aš turiu matyti, kad šitas judėjimas seka Prabhupada.
How can I claim to be a follower of Prabhupada if I'm not even following his instructions?
Kaip aš galiu sakyti, kad esu Prabhupadas pasekėjas, jeigu nesiku jo nurodymus? Tai yra veidmainiavimas.
At the same time, you have to do it in a very humble way.
Bet tuo pat metu tai reikia daryti labai
nuolankiai. Well, maybe they don't know. Maybe they just haven't heard about it yet. And, you know, they just don't know that Prabhupada said that and they haven't been educated properly.
Greičiausiai tie atsidavusi net nežino, kad tai kažkas yra negerai.
I shouldn't blame them.
Taigi jų nereikia kaltinti.
Necessarily. Maybe they just, no one ever told them.
Gal tiesiog nieko jis jiems nesako.
They just haven't been informed. They're doing it out of ignorance.
Ir jie tiesiog nežinodami taip daro.
So once you always, even if you have to sometimes criticize, you have to always be keep a very humble mood because you never know. You know, you may start if you get your false ego gets flared up and you start criticizing out of false pride, you can commit so many offenses.
Nes jeigu pradėsi kažką tai taisyti iš savo išdidumo, tai prisidarysi krūvą įžeidimų.
So the main thing is to be mostly critical of yourself, 90% critical of yourself.
Taigi, reikia būti 90% save kritikuoti.
And 10% you can correct others.
Ir tik 10%
kritikuoti. But mostly you should be critical of yourself.
Grindė save.
Because you're not a pure devotee.
Nes nesi tyras atsidavęs.
Actually, you're a rascal.
Niekšas esi.
The proof is you have a material body.
Ir to įrodymas yra tai, kad tu turi materialų kūną.
The proof is you're here in this material world. The proof is you're a rascal.
Pasaulyje, tai rodo, kad nesi tobulas.
So you better be humble.
Tai gerai, būt nuolankiam.
Whatever you do has to be a genuine mood of service. It can't be done out of one-upmanship.
Ir kad ir ką tu darai, tai turi būti ne tam, kad save parodyti, bet nuolankiai tarnystė.
Of wanting to see that Prabhupada's movement is following Srila Prabhupada. That's all.
Nuolankus noras, kad Srilas Prabhupadas judėjimas sektų Srilas
Prabhupada. Not trying to put yourself forward as some hot shot.
Ne tam, kad save iškelti.
in this way. Actually, it's the duty of the older, the senior devotees to correct the younger devotees.
Ir tokia pareiga vyresniems atsidavusiems pamokyti jaunesnius, pataisyti juos.
This is not a hippie path.
Tai nėra
everybody can just do what they want.
Hippie judėjimas, kur visi daro, kas šauna į galvą.
Mangalarti is not the ashram, is a hippie path. Not that the temple is a hippie, you know, hippie path, hippie, or hippie path, you know what that is? Oh. Hippie commune.
Tai ne hippie komuna, gi.
Where you can sleep late if you want.
Kur miegi, kada nori.
You can have illicit sex if you want. You can smoke marijuana if you want. Do whatever you want. It's just like a hippie commune.
Kaip hippie komuna.
This is an ashram.
Ne, ne.
We have standards given by Prabhupada.
Apie ashramą, kur yra standartai.
We have to train all the devotees how to follow these standards, either in the temple or in their home.
Ir visus turim pamokinti, kaip namie rašame.
Otherwise, it's not Prabhupada's movement. It's a fiat, it's a Maya Prabhupada's movement. Not really Prabhupada's movement.
Kitu atveju, tai nebus Prabhupada's judėjimas, o Maya's Prabhupada's judėjimas.
This movement, we have to actually follow Srila Prabhupada.
Šitam judėjimui reikia ir sekti Prabhupada.
Now that we can, you know, invent our new Prabhupada that allows whatever I want to do, I can, you know, sleep, I can miss Mangalarti, I can then chant my rounds during Bhagavatam class.
Neturiu išrasti naujo Prabhupados, kuris sako, kad...
A very good ability, sitting in the Bhagavatam, chanting my rounds during the class.
Miego per Mangalarti, o paskui per Bhagavatam galiu džiapos.
I see. So, we really need to train our devotees how to follow the actual standards, and that means you have to correct them.
Taigi, mes turime kartais pamokyti atsidavusius.
You're not doing the right thing. This is wrong. This is the wrong way. That's wrong what you're doing. You do it this way.
Va taip yra negerai daryti, taip reikėtų daryti.
We had the older devotees have a duty. They were trained. Now they have a duty to also give training.
Vyresniosios kažkas moka, dabar jie turi kitus mokinti.
Srila Prabhupada is very strict.
Prabhupada labai griežtas.
Very, very strict. You can read in the Hari Sari Prabhu's diary and see how strict Prabhupada was.
Hari Sari Even
some little thing he would do, he would be very probably corrected, very strong. Some little thing.
Iš kiekvieną smulkmeną labai tvirtai pataisydavo jį, pabardavo.
That he didn't think was much a big deal, but Prabhupada thought it was a very big deal.
Ir kartais net Harišori negalvodavo, kad čia rimta, bet Prabhupada labai rimtai žiūrėjo
Because the fact is we're very grotesque, low class people, we really are. We're not high class brahmanai.
Faktas, kad mes nesame aukščiausios rūšės brahmanai.
So you require training.
No, to mums reikia
apmokyti. It's like someone may, you know, even little thing, like drinking a, you have a bottle of water, some people put it to their mouth. It's that the brahman doesn't do that. He drinks through the ear.
Pavyzdžiui, paprasti
pavyzdys. They take a bottle of water, you know, put it to their mouth. No, you drink it through the ear.
Jūs paimat buteliuką vandens ir geriat ir prisiliečiat su lūpom, bet brahmanai taip nesilgia.
Sitting on the back to the deities, you know, there's so many things. So many rules.
Negalime sėdėti ir devybėmi nugarą.
One has to learn how to follow these rules and regulations.
Taigi mes turime išmokti šitų dalykų.
Anything else? Question? All right, we'll stop here so we can have a nice session tomorrow.
Taigi čia sustosim, kad rytoj susirinktume.
How many are coming to Mangalarti tomorrow morning?
Kas iš jūsų ateis į Mangalarti rytoj?
Only two ladies out of the whole lot? Oh my God. Only two women out of the whole lot are coming. Of course, they're not living there next little while. The men are all living there, so I understand. Yeah. You have to come along commute, it's all right. I understand.
Aišku, ne visi gyvena šventyklų ir turi tos sąlygas atvykti.
Okay. All right then. So everybody can head on out. Those who are serving can stay.
Taigi dabar galim visi pabiškį kraustytis.
Everybody wants to stay and serve now.
O tie, kas turi tarnystę, pasilieka.
They want to stay here.
Everybody wants
last remnant. Everybody can stay then. You can sit and we'll just do our thing. We'll take Nishadam. You're welcome to stay.
O jeigu labai tylus būsiu, tai galit pabūt.
Want to stay, you can stay.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudeva ki jai.